Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going through the economic news, ahead of Dr. Nick Begich joining us, economic recovery not strong enough to alter stimulus, the Federal Reserve says. I sleep a lot better knowing the Fed that engineered all this publicly and that it's private and won't tell Congress where the trillions went. I sleep good knowing they run everything secretly. Don't you? And keep telling us that if we just give them more power and unlimited money, they'll fix it all. Though they want a depression. Federal Reserve officials, not private corporate criminals, officials, authorities, financial veterans, Federal Reserve officials, oh, they're officials, stuck with the pace of their $60 billion Treasury bond buying program last month, becoming the trillions, because the economy wasn't improving fast enough to make a noticeable dent in unemployment. Minutes of the December meeting show. Man, that's their little public, quasi-public meeting where they give us a bunch of baloney. Spending by consumers and businesses has improved heading into the final month of 2010. And Congress was on the verge of enacting a tax cut package that would bolster the economy, Fed officials said. That made them more confident the economic recovery would gain momentum, according to the minutes of the Fed's closed-door meeting December 14th. Then they go back into the double talk. Risk still loomed. The minutes said particularly a weak housing market and spending cuts and layoffs from state and local governments. And then Kurt Nimmo has an article boiling down why we see the oil going up so much. On December 16th, Lindsey Williams told Alex Jones the price of crude oil would soon hit $150 to $200 per barrel. And this would translate into gas prices in the range of $4 to $5 per gallon. Williams, an ordained Baptist minister who went to Alaska in 1971 as a missionary, was told about the price increases by insiders in the oil industry he had befriended. And he went through all of his predictions. And since then, crude oil has gone up more than $10. And now we've seen head executives at Shell and other places say, oh, yeah, $150, $200 a barrel by 2012. $5 plus at the gas pump. And then there's a really disgusting article, the facts in it are disgusting, by the Economic Collapse blog up on Infowars.com. Everything is falling apart. 20 facts that you will not want to read if you still want to feel good about America's decaying infrastructure. And we're not trying to be negative here. We're being honest about what's happening so we can stop the policies that have engineered this. Number one, one-third of Americans' major roads are in poor or mediocre condition. Number two, traffic on more than half the miles of interstate highway exceeds 70% of capacity, and nearly 25% of the miles are strained at more than 95% of capacity. Number three, Americans waste 4.2 billion hours and 2.8 billion gallons of fuel a year sitting in traffic, equally to nearly one full work week and 3 weeks worth of gas for every traveler. Number four, over the next 30 years, our nation is expected to grow by 100 million and highway traffic will double again, even if the highway capacity grows no faster in the next 25 years. Americans can expect to spend 160 hours or four work weeks each year in traffic by 2035. Number five, nearly a third of all highway fatalities are due to be substandard road conditions, obsolete road designs, and roadside hazards. Number six, over 4,095 dams are unsafe and have deficiencies that leave them more susceptible to failure, especially during large flood events and earthquakes. Well, that's only 6 points out of the 20. You know, in Europe, the trains go over 200 miles an hour. In Japan, close to 300. Same thing in China. Our trains can hardly go 50 miles an hour. 100 years ago, they were going over 100 because they've got ancient railways. They don't fix anything.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live 8 minutes into the second hour of worldwide broadcast. Dr. Nick Begich, eldest son of late United States Congressman from Alaska, Nick Begich Sr., his brother is the U.S. Senator from Alaska, and he's a best-selling author. The website is earthpulse.com. He heads up the lay group that's studying electromagnetics and advanced technologies. He's got a long bio. He really doesn't need any introduction here. He's also the author, of course, of Angels Don't Play This Harp. We're going to get into Tesla technologies with him, which now, again, more and more mainstream news is admitting is much more advanced than we even know. The FBI confiscated the documents and has suppressed much of it. I want to get into the bees dying, the bumblebees, four species of those, more than half of them gone. All sorts of bizarre bird die-offs that are going on. But the government says it isn't pesticides. Though there is a pesticide sprayed generally in December and January that is restricted in use that only kills blackbirds. Jaron's in there researching it right now. All these big fish die-offs, the increase in volcanic activity here in the United States. We're going to discuss it all with Dr. Nick Begich. Plus that Daily Mail article, you guys pulled that out of the stack the other day. We printed it in color, admitting that they're putting up HARP-type technology in Middle Eastern nations, causing rainstorms, which is what Dr. Begich and others have gone over the patents and shown. HARP and other systems are a big part of. So this has always been in the scientific literature, if you know how, where to look. Weather modification, known as chemtrailing, geoengineering. But what has changed is the Internet has forced all this out in the open, so the mainstream corporate media is playing catch-up. Dr. Nick Begich, great to have you here with us.
Well, thanks for having me again, Alex, and it's always good to be with you, especially on these topics these days. It's pretty important issues.
You know, it's funny. We called you Monday, and I'd already told Jaron I wanted to get you on the show to talk about the birds and the news reporting on electromagnetic weather modification systems, farms they're putting in all over the world. Most of them, of course, are covert, but the Arabs are admitting they've got them. And then right after that happened, I guess great minds think alike, Coast to Coast AM called and got you and I on together. That was certainly an informative and fast-paced hour.
Yeah, that was great. You know, and it's been a long time since we've been together on radio, and it's always great to be on with folks that stay informed on this stuff, because as you know, so many people are just unaware, and it is a little bit technical, but these are the things of the 21st century and things that all of us can weigh in on.
Well, it certainly is. What do you want to tackle first? You want to get into the weather modification and the Tesla technologies, or do you want to get into the leaked document, EPA knowingly approved bee-killing pesticide, mass bird and fish die-offs go global, spark end times panic.
Let's jump into the weather modification going on in the Middle East right now, because that, I think, is perhaps one of the big drivers for a lot of these things that we're starting to see. You know, the idea that we can modify weather utilizing technologies has been around a long time. People remember the stories of cloud seeding and using various chemicals and compounds to try and suck a little moisture out of the atmosphere. But really, some big changes happened, and the understanding of how energy interacts with weather systems became interesting for many researchers. Electrostatics, the stuff of the article in the Middle East, being able to create and stimulate rainfall, that's been around quite a while. In fact, if you go back to number of years ago, back in the 90s, there were some very large fires in Indonesia blowing smoke into Malaysia. Many will remember that situation is pretty horrendous. But at that time, missed by most, but the mainstream did pick it up, there was an article about a Russian company offering electrostatics, basically saying, hey, we can steer the hurricane, we can create an artificial hurricane and blow the smoke right out of the way. During the Olympics, it came up both in Russia and China at various times that weather modification was one way to keep the Olympics free of bad weather. All of this, while all of this is going on and gaining great currency in terms of science, there's been no sort of regulation of it. You know, when you look at the planet, you can't alter weather in one place and just expect that everything sort of stays in that neighborhood. That isn't how it works. Whatever we do in one place has profound and usually unexpected results elsewhere. That's where some pretty significant risks come in. The other place, going back to some of the work that Bernard Eastland was doing when he invented HARP, that whole system was predicated on huge, huge amounts of energy being available for manipulating weather formations. And what Eastland discovered in 2004, 2005, a couple years before he died, was the idea that HARP could manipulate what are called gravitational waves, which he believed were the root of weather systems, using energy 1/1600th of the energy he originally thought was needed. In other words, just a small, small fraction of energy was needed to manipulate gravitational waves that then would have this cascading reaction through geophysical systems, including weather systems. And that research he actually presented when I was working as executive director of the Lay Institute. We had Dr. Eastland in Dallas for a conference on mind effects, and one of the things that he talked about, of course, was HARP and some of its applications, particularly in this area of weather modification.
From your deep research, I know you've gone through that HARP is multifaceted, over-the-horizon radar-type systems, weather modification. I mean, really, it's an array of things. But when you talk about gravitational waves, it's interesting. Fox News and others are pointing out that meteorologist, climatologist Piers Corbin, who we've had on before, stunningly can predict the weather with many times more accuracy than these big so-called computer models, because he focuses on gravitational waves, and he goes back to the multi-hundred-year-old science where the old-timers didn't know why, but it was connected to the moon changing, and they didn't know what the action was then. They just knew that when the moon was in certain cycles, it was doing certain things. Now they know that it's the moon causing different gravitational events, but also shielding the Earth or exposing the Earth more to the solar winds, right, of different ionizing particles. So there's a lot of things within the Earth, without the Earth, that are driving weather, the science shows, more than what mainline global warming type kook scientists say. And they know this too. They just want to ignore it and claim that humans exhaling carbon dioxide is causing it. So A, what is HAARP really? B, I've seen the reports that there are really HAARP centers all over the world. They just call them other things. And then C, could this be connected to the increase in earthquakes?
It could be. Let's go for the first thing. There are many facilities that have phased arrays, radio frequency transmitters designed like HAARP. HAARP is the acronym for this specific project, but these arrays exist in several locations around the world, including the former Soviet Union, Canada, throughout Europe. The Chinese even have one at Antarctica. So, that it's pretty widespread in terms of that. The technology and what HAARP is designed for is manipulating the ionosphere, changing this layer above the Earth's surface that is so responsible in large part for the quality and character of communications, for the fact that we have biological life even on this planet. And using energy, essentially, as the base of this system to alter the geophysics of the planet, the things that actually make the planet run and work. So think about it as sort of a man-made component shoved on the machine of Earth to change its character in certain respects and the way it works, using energy itself. And so when you think about sort of the direction in which this science has taken us, it's not just about HAARP. It's this whole revolution of military affairs. I know you've talked to your audience about before. This RMA includes a whole class of weapons and technologies of which HAARP is really just a very small part. It's just the one part that happens to have gotten a good bit of notoriety, because we sort of attacked that as, one very fine example of where this technology is going. And more importantly, it is the largest radio transmitter of its kind ever designed and built in the world, and it presents huge challenges, particularly in the areas we're talking about today.
And of course, when we talk about this only being one component, we look at things like the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider, and just like 10, 15 years ago, they'd make fun of us if we even said HAARP existed. Now it's common knowledge.
Right.
I read what the directors of Hadron have said. They've admitted, yeah, there's a small probability that this could create a strange lit, or that a black hole could get purchased and actually get enough mass into it, but it's a low probability. But then that makes me go back to the 1950s and 60s, where the U.S. was detonating high-powered hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, and they thought there was a good chance it might actually destroy the atmosphere, but they still did it. So when I see statements like that, I know there's no way to quantify it, but just from a layman, this looks like this could really damage the planet or even destroy our civilization.
Right. Well, this is, again, where science kind of moves on and sort of forgets the rest of us in the background as if we didn't exist. And a lot of scientists are very incensed when lay people, the average person, starts to weigh in on their issues. They feel like it's sort of their exclusive domain and no one else is qualified. And the reality is, when you talk about effects of technologies, we're all qualified to weigh in. We may not be the engineers or designers, but that should not matter. And in this century, what we're doing with this technology is either going to make us free or make us slaves.
And we all should have a debate and have input on that. Stay there. Let's get into Hadron. Let's get into other advanced technologies that you're concerned about. I also want to ask the question, why are so many of these HARP programs, the Chinese and others, why are they near the poles? What's important about that?
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Body Union's that big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. Body used to put food in Kansas, then it went abroad on the moon.
Dr. Begich doesn't put on airs, but he's been an expert to the European Union Parliament. He, of course, has been the president of both the Alaskan Federation of Teachers and the Anchorage City Council of Education. And I can get into his doctorate all day. His brother is a U.S. senator. His father was Dr. was Nick Bagent's senior. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. But, Doc, getting back into this, what are your concerns overall with something like the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider? And are there other technologies and other scientific operations that you're more concerned about?
Well, the risks associated with big science, you know, is there. They even identified. I mean, the idea of creating a catastrophic event with this type of technology, again, this is why we need a little closer scrutiny. And I am actually more concerned about the things that we don't see. I mean, what we see in the open literature is certainly hair-raising in some cases and pretty disturbing in others. But what we do know is that the direction in which the technologies have moved is really more about how do you affect biological systems like human beings and other systems in a way where you can literally manipulate the players. I mean, when you think about military interventions, you know, and we're looking at it right now. You look at our budget on rebuild on countries after we go in and annihilate them. It's pretty a costly expense, and a lot of this is based on the idea that, hey, is there a better way? Is there a way to affect the human beings without tearing up their infrastructure so we have to rebuild it? And there is, and it's this direction in technologies that allows that possibility. And the difference is when you start to target the human being in this way, it is much, much different than bombs and bullets, and starts to raise the bigger kinds of questions of, you know, what's rational. I mean, we've said biological and chemical weapons are immoral, and yet weapons that affect in a much more profound way than chemicals aren't even restricted at all. And this, I think, is critically important, is the reactions of chemicals or chemical constituents that were so appalling in World War One have been replaced by electronic systems that essentially deliver the same kind of effects. So we're not talking about a different outcome. We're just talking about a different delivery system.
And to simplify it, you're talking about mind control. And I've seen the patents that you've covered.
Right.
I looked at them at the patent office. I've seen articles in the Baltimore Sun where it goes,
right,
oh, DARPA's looking at putting up towers to calm you during
right.
emergencies. And
right.
And I mean, just like 10, 15 years ago, they'd make fun of us talking about HAARP. Now it's mainstream. Now more and more, they're like, we are going to put cameras everywhere to make sure that are AI and make sure you're behaving yourself in your house. We are going to mind control you. This is a brave new world. And so you talk about, for whatever bit of technology we see, there's an iceberg beneath that.
Right.
I mean, how much of this stuff do we even know about, Doc?
Very a little, actually. What you see in the open literature is just a fragment, a grain of sand on the beach of knowledge, if you will. There's just so much more out there. When you look at the area of any of the areas that we've covered, you know, from mind effects to weather effects, you know, we've been covering them now over 15 years and consistently, and this is the true test, in my opinion. You go back to our original writings in 1994, and nothing has changed. You can look through those articles, those books, the materials we produced, and we have not changed our opinion one iota. The facts that we identified then and the sources that we referenced them, primarily government, military, and mainstream documents that were unclassified, nothing has happened to change our opinions only to prove that we were correct. And you've experienced the same thing in a lot of your work. And the mainstream does eventually catch up, but usually it's sort of when the train has left the station and is already arriving somewhere else. That's where we are on this technology. And again, you know, the idea of affecting weather systems, of affecting other forms of living organisms, including, you know, the latest thing with the birds. You know, now we hear another situation in Louisiana, very similar to what was in Arkansas.
Europe.
Yep. And so there was a very interesting study, and this gets back to, you know, people want to blame the chemistry. And I was in a conference in Brussels. It was a closed conference for a group called GLOBE, which is 44 governments, legislators. And in their 12th General Assembly in 1997, I attended. And the people that we were lecturing with on the other side was a group that had just written a book on chemicals creating false hormones in the environment. And I was talking with the guys from MIT and from Washington that were responsible for that. And the overlay is energy itself, because it triggers very bizarre chemical reaction.
That's right. Instead of putting chemicals in you, they can use harmonics or waves to make you produce it yourself. Stay there, doctor. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live. Dr. Nick Bagage riding shotgun with us. Honored to have him. We're going to go back to him in a moment. You know, we're carrying two new films, one of which I produced. One illustrates the political rulers of this planet and their open call to set up a global planetary dictatorship for the orderly population reduction of at least 80% of the planet, and then a scientific dictatorship over the 500 million that remain. So we know they built this system and are accelerating its completion, and we know that they do not have our interest at heart. That is covered in the film Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Jason Burmes' excellent work, available at Infowars.com. And in this film, what in the world are they spraying, getting into now so many of the public admissions of the geoengineering? Just what the researchers 15, 16, 17 years ago said, aluminum dioxide, barium salt. Turns out that's exactly what they are spraying. The patents for mixing it in the jet fuel, you name it. It is what in the world are they spraying, all available at the online video bookstore of Infowars.com. And they are discounted, I might add for you. You can also call toll-free 888 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to us, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Going back to Dr. Nick Begich, start over because that was a short segment. You got interrupted by the break. You were getting into going to this important global meeting. You've also advised the EU Parliament. You also, again, are really covering serious issues here. And so go back to the point. You were having an argument. Will it be chemical suppression? We know that's the old 60-year-old system of fluoride in the water. Or will it be electromagnetic? Go ahead.
Right. And so we have this discussion, and the biggest concern of the folks with the chemical model was, yeah, and their answer was ran kind of like this. Yeah, we know about all that, but it's hard enough to tell the public about the chemicals, much less their interactions now with all these various forms of energy surrounding us. But let me explain just a little bit. You know, when you look at Tesla's work, and I've read all of his patents, I've looked at all of his work in English and in German, and in looking at Tesla, his big thing really boils down to one thing, and it's resonance, harmonies. The ability to transmit a signal and receive a signal has everything to do with resonance and creating resonant signals and reactions. And so when you look at that in sort of the mechanical side of the world, although he did touch into health issues through his dithermia units and others, then I look at my good friend Rahel Michaela's work as an electrophysiologist looking at the same mechanism but applying it to living things, particularly humans. When you look at how that works, is you can have, for instance, all of us have a little bit of iodine in our body, and we need that, and it regulates a lot of our biological functions. If we don't have enough, we got problems. We have way too much. We have a toxic situation. Well, there was a guy named Becker who wrote some excellent work that used this as an example, and you can send in, for instance, a signal that harmonizes with iodine, and actually when you then look at the body, the person being impacted by this external signal, they show all the symptoms of iodine poisoning, except when you do the blood work, you check the thyroid, there's no indication of why that could be, just the symptoms appear, a mystery illness, if you will, and it's the same effect as the chemicals without them. Now you think about that for a moment, and you start to apply that to sort of the randomness of signals that come across and through us every day of various ways.
So not just premeditated governments or corporations with these technologies,
right.
But what about the cell phones and the wireless and this and being bathed in this frequency pollution?
This is actually in Europe, and I know people are going to say it's another greenie conspiracy, but actually it's not. There was a Swiss reinsurance went and looked at the insurance industry, and they are like one of the guys that tell the rest of the industry, hey guys, don't insure these risks because you'll lose your rear end. And what they said about electromagnetic pollution, or what they called electrosmog, is anyone who insures these kinds of risks in terms of physical effects, it will likely lead to the bankruptcy of the insurance industry if we start to insure these risks. And even Lloyd's of London, at my last check, would not sign on to biological risks, to risks of, say, cell phones affecting or creating tumors or this kind of thing, because the scientific literature is telling the insurance industry, which tends to respond a little bit faster than most because they have real money at stake, won't insure these risks. Now, if you take that and you overlay it across everything we've done, and this is one of the observations in Europe. In Europe, they noticed that a certain species of pine tree was just dying out. They couldn't figure it out. And then people started to look at the science, and these forests were sitting between microwave transmitters that were transmitting millimeter waves, very short wavelengths, that happened to correlate, to harmonize with the needles of that particular pine tree, and they acted like little antennas receiving that signal, but then altering the nature of those plants and causing them to die off. That is how resonance works. You know, when you think about the bees, what's going on with bees right now.
And by the way, I mean, just to interrupt you because I want to, that was all over mainstream news in the last month. It is confirmed that this is going on, but I've just talked to highway repair crews.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've seen this visually myself, and I've said, are you cutting the plants more often right around these microwave towers, and they'll say no. And I'll say, well, I mean, have you noticed that the grass doesn't grow as fast or doesn't grow as well or is dead when it gets dry? And they said, absolutely. I mean, you can drive around and just visually see how unhealthy plants are around these towers. And there's all the studies about increases in tumors.
Right.
I mean, as you know, for decades, schools would get money to put a cell phone tower right on top of the school, and then the kids on the third floor, you know, massive cancer, same things in buildings. I mean, we know, I mean, there's how many thousands of studies have shown the same thing?
Well, plenty, and I'll tell you, even and other health authorities around the world pay attention to it. The German health authorities do not allow towers to be erected around places where children congregate, daycare centers and schools. They, in Europe, in Great Britain, they warn parents every school year before school begins, don't let your kids use cell phones under a certain age because they're still developing and the effects of these are pretty profound. And the difference is they use what's called the precautionary principle in Europe on environmental and health issues, where they start to tell the public about the time the insurance companies start to get concerned, the public gets to get the information. So we get to make the same kind of decision some insurance company gets to make, which is, do we want to take the risk or not, even though all the science might not be in? And you know, in over 40 years that they've applied this principle throughout Europe, they have never once been wrong.
Well, I mean, to magnify that, that's just like the FDA doesn't want us to know if we have a genetically engineered cross-species salmon.
Right.
I mean, in America, we have to fight to even know if we're eating a clone.
Well, and you know, here in Alaska, we don't allow farm salmon because we actually have a good product. It's created naturally. We're the 12th largest fishery in the world. That's ranking us against every country in the world, Alaska alone. We produce 90% of all of the fresh caught salmon that people consume in the United States, and most people don't know it. And there is a difference. When you start to genetically modify, and this gets back in to the topic of the day, you can deliberately manipulate salmon species so they grow 30 times faster by, you know, messing around with the DNA. But you can also alter salmon species in a couple of other ways. You can alter their migration patterns because they orient by magnetic field lines, and our technologies are now interfering, causing disruptions in those migrations. And secondly, you can alter using, again, electromagnetic fields. You can manipulate what happens within a DNA structures, so you can alter species either accidentally as a side effect or a deliberate effect. And this is again where the problem comes in. You know, those same microwaves that transfer all of our communications, a slight change, just a slight change in the wavelength might eliminate the biological interactions. In other words, they're so precise, they're like dialing through the radio station. They only count when you get harmony, resonance between the transmitter and receiver, and you get a nice clear signal like people dialing to the dial and hearing us today. The same is true with the Earth and all of the living things on the Earth, including us. But in between the stations, it's just static. No harm, no foul. That's what we need to learn to express. And so much of the work in this area has been classified for weapons application, yet the understanding of sort of what areas and what energy ranges do you avoid, we used to think it was just high energy, heat producing kind of energy, but it's not. The subtle energies also have huge effects, and we can segregate that through knowledge and then run our technologies in a much safer, conducive way. In fact, there are certain energy fields that actually increase our potential health-wise rather than depress it. And so we need to be more mindful of what we're doing and be more deliberate in it so that we don't interfere with people and living creatures, and that we're good stewards on this planet in a balanced and appropriate way.
In your gut, Dr. Nick Begich, do you believe humanity is going to make it to a Type 1 civilization? For those that don't know, that means a civilization viable, not just bound to this planet. I mean, will humanity survive? Because the attitudes and the behaviors of the globalist is they seem to in a social Darwinistic way, just embrace anything, no matter how horrible, and they make a lot of self-destructive, nihilistic statements, and they claim there's this big method to their madness, and they're good at screwing stuff up and stealing and robbing,
right.
But I don't have a lot of confidence unless free humanity forces a renaissance of real debate and then takes control of our global civilization and forces a real debate about this. I don't have a lot of hope for us. And I, unfortunately, you know, don't even know if I'll be able to live to see grandchildren if we don't turn this around. What's your gut tell you?
Well, I am obviously concerned, or I wouldn't be engaged in the work. And I joke with people, like, I call myself a pathological optimist because I still think there's a way for humanity through this. I just really believe that. And I believe it on a fundamental basis. I think that human beings, and this is my personal belief, you can debate it or not, but I believe that human beings are created in the image of a creator. And that means a lot more than some physical form walking around eating Cheerios. We are very potent as human beings, each and every one of us. There is no insignificant human on this planet. I don't care what you think, where you think you sit at the moment. You have the ability, we each have the ability to step forward into what we are and what we've been created to be, which is a much different way of living than the way we're living now, as really slaves in so many respects under so many different systems that control every aspect of our lives.
Beautifully said. The globalists have created really like a false, almost zoo-like humanarium type system where we're in a fake habitat, a false habitat, and they're slowly changing the habitat and more towards a dehumanizing control grid. And I agree, dynamic, limitless creativity of the human spirit, and I want us to have that destiny. I'm saying if we don't, those of us that can see it intellectually and feel it in our gut and know it, if we don't act on our survival instincts and then intellectually and scientifically face this and blow the horn warning people, I think the globalists are going to destroy all of us.
I think you're right on that, and I think it is up to us. And, you know, when you talk about mind control issues, and I've researched them now for many, many years, and, you know, the biggest thing that the military discovered in all of this wasn't, you know, the kinds of things people usually default to out of fear. It's about the Manchurian kind of candidate or about manipulating me or each of us to do certain things, you know, that kind of feeling of imposition and the fear that goes with it. And here is the reality of fear and worry and anxiety is if you look at an EEG, brain activity of people experiencing those emotions, the kind of brain activity you see is not associated with intellectual processing of any great degree. It's not associated with the kind of thinking and higher order capability that humans often demonstrate. Those brain waves are only demonstrated when you're experiencing the emotions of compassion, empathy, love.
Yes.
And those emotions are associated with higher ordered thinking. And that higher ordered thinking happens to be associated, and this is what military research and mind control showed, with what are called anomalous human capabilities, or what used to be called a few thousand years ago, gifts of the spirit in some quarters, other things in other quarters. How we use our gifts and what those are intended to do will change the face of this planet. And I believe that, absolutely believe
it. I totally agree, Dr. Begich, and I want you to elaborate on this. That's why the social engineers who are greedy and wicked, who know these secrets and consciously decide to dumb us down so that we're not in the equation of having any input on the type of civilization we build. That's why everything they do is to create a false, almost matrix of disinformation and media control to suppress us within small boxes. And for me, at a gut level, that is the ultimate crime against the species, the ultimate crime against who we are. And I just burn with a desire to defeat these people.
Well, and I think that is possible. It doesn't take millions and millions of people to make change in the world. It takes one or two to see it slightly differently and sound the alarm like you're in a panic, but to awaken the rest of our brothers and sisters on this planet to our possibilities. And I think that's where so much of what we've seen is about tearing things down rather than building them up. And we have an opportunity to build one another up. This planet can, I say this loudly, it can support the billions of people that live here. No one arrived by accident, and anyone who believes that, I think, has missed the deeper meaning of this experience. And we have an opportunity. This generation is the generation that will decide whether or not we have a world that frees us to our higher possibilities and potentials, or continues to suppress us in really what is a scripted program. I mean, you're not watching the programs. We are the programs, and we can either change it by recognizing what we are and move forward. And I think that's really the challenge, and it's overcoming, each of us overcoming our own anxieties and fears and worries and starting to step in with confidence, knowing, A, that we're not alone. There are, in fact, millions of people doing the same thing. And we don't have to wait for some formal organization to form. We're already standing in it. It was created long ago. It's the human race, and we need to rise to the potential that was given us as our birthright and claim it back and change the world around us. I mean, it's so easy, I know, to get lost in the fear and worry of the times we're facing economically, socially, technologically. But you know, we are at a crossroads, and everyone feels it and everyone knows it. And again, I want to emphasize, there are no insignificant events. People need to step into what they believe to be right and true, begin acting responsibly, not with fear and worry, but with confidence, knowing that each step we take, it's a step in a different and a right direction.
Wow, Dr. Baggett, so beautifully said, extremely profound. I think that's some of the most powerful things you've ever said on this broadcast of many powerful broadcasts. I want to talk more about this awakening, and you can feel it, I can feel it, we can see it. The awakening is on, and the global controllers are throwing everything they can at us right now to try to suppress that awakening. Why are they so afraid of it? We'll ask the doctor on the other side.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, folks, Dr. Nick Baggett will be with us about 15, 20 minutes in the next hour. We will take some calls for Dr. Nick Baggett specifically on any questions you've got, but please call in for Dr. Nick Baggett, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Dr. Beggs, we were talking during the break about the global social engineers. We know there are several different power blocks, and I know they know these secrets that we're discussing here, but they've made the conscious decision to do dehumanizing things so they right. greedily can control the future. And I was asking you, how can they know these great truths and consciously turn against those? How, when they tune in to what those of us that have discovered the larger scope of reality, how could they gaze upon this and the human potential and decide to engage in the type of activities they are?
Well, firstly, I'll tell you two things that are very telling in this. Is firstly, what all that research showed was that people have these capabilities latent within us. In fact, there's two studies being done by DARPA now in California for looking at methods for figuring out how telepathy works, mental telepathy, knowing what people think. Now imagine yourself being in the New World Order crowd and the population knowing what you think. You know, there's a lot of people with a lot of dark secrets that would prefer not to have them open in the light of day. And that's again part of this fear is if people really had these potentials active in their lives on a regular basis, there would be no place to hide. We'd be laid bare. I mean, think about it. All of our sins, all of our good things that have happened in our life laid bare.
But that's already there, just people don't know how to recognize it. And I don't want to get off into this, but I've had many dreams that come true exactly. It's just constant. And then most people just don't know how to recognize that it's already there, that we're already electromagnetically tied into everything.
Yeah, and the fact is, every once in a while we get little glimpses, and all of us have experienced that. We go, wow, that was really interesting. But here's what also is known, is that there's specific biological activity that is associated with those kinds of events. And this is where the science went in the 60s and 70s, is figuring out, hey, can we make someone else experience these same kinds of things? And as they discovered that every human has a natural capacity for these things, it scared the heck out of them. And then the question, well, how do you control this kind of activity from breaking out, you know, within populations where they can actually be free? You do it with fear and worry, because you really, I'm telling you, is if you look at this with scientific instruments to measure brain activity, you cannot, I repeat, you cannot reach higher states of consciousness as long as you are worried and fearful. And think back on your upbringing in terms of how people related to fear and how fear was used, and you really recognize how powerful it is, but how evil it is at the base to use that to motivate people rather than the logic and the good sense of good argument. And that's what's driving so much. And here's the other part of the problem, is the planners, military planners. You know, in the military, in the West, it's in a closet because they're not run by the military, they're run by the civilian sector. And the reason for that is military has to have this sort of paranoid mindset where they think of every horrible thing that could ever happen and then build a plan to safeguard the country. That's their job, and I don't begrudge them for it. In fact, I'm glad they're there doing that job. But because that thinking has to do with distrust, has to do with dealing with the evilest of evil, people then look at this as, okay, what do we do to get on top of it, to keep people from falling into these positions? And then you have bureaucrats deciding that maybe they know best what people ought to be thinking.
Well, they call it full-spectrum dominance. They say the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. They fill every vacuum of possible evil in the name of full-spectrum dominance, but they have now become evil. They have not defeated all the avenues of other evil by filling every criminal spectrum.
Right. It's like the war on terror is supposed to reestablish freedom. We got the most oppressed, surveyed society ever.
Exactly. Stay there. Analyzing the enemy attack profile, though, is completely premeditated. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.